With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a key ruling in the Trump classified documents case.
A federal judge has rejected a bid by Donald Trump to throw out his classified documents criminal case. And Judge Eileen Cannon appeared skeptical of a separate effort to scuttle the prosecution ahead of trial. Cannon, who was nominated to the bench by Trump, made clear that she was reluctant to dismiss one of the four criminal cases against Trump. She said at one point that it would be quite an extraordinary step to strike down an Espionage Act statute that underpins the bulk of the felony counts against Trump. Prosecutors say the records taken were not personal, but were clearly presidential and included top secret information. I'm Norman Hall.
Cannon said that while Trump's argument warranted serious consideration, she did not want to prematurely decide the issues raised. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a change in leadership in Israel, saying Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way.
The Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Schumer has no right to call for elections in another country.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points, the NASDAQ dropping 49, with the S&P 500 lower by 14, oil up to $81.86 a barrel. This is SRN News. The Church of England is responding to questions about fake conversions to Christianity.
The Church of England has faced criticism that it's not doing enough to stop phony conversions to the Christian faith to help with asylum claims. There have been media reports that people initially denied asylum in Britain were granted asylum after becoming Christian. A bishop with the church said they will not adopt a set of cast iron criteria when deciding to baptize asylum seekers because it's impossible to see into someone's heart. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Turkish authorities arrested nearly three dozen people suspected of affiliating with the Islamic State group. The suspects charged with planning attacks, recruiting fighters, and operating unauthorized religious schools and mosques. The crackdown follows a heightened security response after a deadly IS attack on a church in Istanbul. The Turkish group has designated IS a terrorist group. This is SRN News. There was downward movement on all three markets today.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street after a mixed batch of data on the economy seemed to drive the final nail into hopes that easier interest rates may be on the way soon. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Thursday. The Dow lost 137 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.3%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market following the latest in a string of data showing that inflation was worse than expected. That kept the door closed on earlier hopes that the Federal Reserve could begin cutting interest rates as soon as this month. Traders still largely expect cuts to start in June. Other reports Thursday on the economy showed some softening in pressure on inflation. Dick's Sporting Goods jumped 15.5%. The company reported stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected and increased its dividend. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.